أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون. فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرنه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين. Discussing the incident and the story of Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the warnings that his nation and his people had given him with regards to the ills and the bad deeds that he had carried out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. Then he emerged upon his people with pomp, with splendor, with adornment. His clothing was adorned, regal clothing that he had, and all the pomp and splendor people of that kind of wealth will come out with. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. Generally, here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the reaction of the people. They were divided into two. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as yuridun al-hayat al-dunya, those that were desirous of this material world. They began to say, Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya qarun. How we wish that we were given the example or the equivalence of what Qarun was given. In other words, that kind of wealth we should have also had. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Certainly he has a great and mighty fortune. Their desire was that they should also become like Qarun. They saw the pomp, they saw the splendor, they saw the kind of clothing, they saw his entourage, and they all began to desire that they also get that. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their desire. The second group, Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. And those people who were given knowledge, knowledge of the akhirat, knowledge of the reality of this world, the definite coming of the day of qiyamah, the accountability and standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the reality of this material world, that kind of knowledge, وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Destruction be upon you. The thawab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for that person who has brought iman and practices righteously. They did not waver in the slightest, but their minds were set in the hereafter, towards the hereafter. Their goal, their objectives were all set towards the hereafter. In other words, they had absolutely nothing to do with this material world, and nor were they affected by the wealth of Qarun. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes two groups of people, and in reality and in essence, this world is a world in which we have to live. This world is a world in which we have to earn, we will have to spend, we will have to utilize the resources of this world. But the reality of it is that our minds should always be directed towards the akhirat. Whatever we accumulate in this world, we are going to leave and we are going to go on to the journey towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If and when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, we should make sabr, utilize it, spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to be focused towards the akhirat. We need to be focused on what has been described here. Amana wa amila saliha. Strengthen our iman and our bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and practice righteously. In other words, fulfill the ahkam and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wala yulaqaha illa sabirun. None will acquire this, none will achieve this, except that person who has the quality of endurance, that person that has the quality of patience and perseverance. That when one begins to persevere and trod on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will grant that person this type of quality, that he will not waver from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will not be attracted by the wealth of others also. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. When he came out with this pomp and splendor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of it. That he wanted to show out his wealth in the full public, he wanted to show out what he was worth in front of the entire people, Allah says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Then we sunk him and his house into the ground. In other words, in the full view of the public also. He wanted to show that he is the person. He opposed the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. He created fasad and corruption on the surface of this earth, the very same earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used to sink him into the ground. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Now he also had his entourage, he also had a group of people that would have to carry the keys of his treasures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there was no assistance from those groups of people besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could not draw any assistance from them. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. And he was not from amongst those that could have been brought any form of help. He couldn't help himself also, and his entire entourage, his group of people, none of them could assist them whatsoever against this adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us very, very clearly that whatever Allah has given us, we should make shukr and utilize it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then concluding, Allah speaks about that group that became and was desirous of the wealth of Qarun. Allah says, وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ. That group of people had become, who had desired his place, who had desired his rank and his status yesterday, what happened to them and how they became in the morning. يقولون, they began to say, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبُسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ. Oh, destruction be upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants and Allah ta'ala extends sustenance for whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleases from amongst his servants. Wa yaqdir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also straightens, and Allah ta'ala also holds back from whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. Now the reality had dawned upon them that this is the priority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back from whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. That is the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not been gracious upon us, then we should have also sunk with it. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sunk us with that wealth also if we were the same. In other words, this became a lesson for the people of that particular time, and of course it becomes a lesson for us, and until the day of Qiyamah it will remain a lesson. وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Oh, a destruction upon the disbelievers. La yuflihul kafirun, the disbelievers will never be successful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this entire incident of Qarun, and Allah Rabbul Izzat leaves us with many, many instances, many, many lessons to draw from. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.